Thank you so much for staying on the line. Is this James?
Yes.
Hi, James. Thanks for calling back. My name is Lisa Taylor, and I will be assisting you throughout the project. So welcome on board, first of all, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Good to hear that. Okay, so I want to guide you through the process really quick. But before I do that, I have a couple of questions to ask you. What exactly the book is about, and where did the concept come from?
Okay. You want me to start that now?
Yeah, like give me a summarized point of view from your end.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's start with where it came from. So it's just a story that I completely made up on my own. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, I used to actually work in television in the entertainment industry. And so I just have friends that are agents and writers and actors and whatever else. And so, you know, I just used to kind of be in that world, and I had this story that I had always tossing and turning in my head for a very, very long time, and I could never come up with an ending to it, and I just kind of have been letting it fiddle around. I think I wrote something with it a long time ago, but I can't find it anywhere what I wrote, and it doesn't really matter because I'm not a good writer. But anyway, so that's kind of where it came from. But so the basic idea of the story is there's a lot of holes, okay? So there's a lot of holes. But the basic idea of the story is that there is there's a gentleman who is a professional. He's a white-collar businessman mm-hmm. in a major city, probably New York. And I think he's in finance. And for all practical purposes, has a very impressive way about him. So, for example, the story, I imagine the story is opening up with him jogging very early in the morning. And this is getting, I'm getting to the point, I promise. Mm-hmm. Jogging early in the morning to work and steam's rising off the street and that sort of thing. And he goes into this really nice high-rise downtown giant glass skyscraper. Mm-hmm. And you see him getting showered and everything in like a club, like a workout gym, a really high-end gym that's inside of the building. And there's a tenant there who he gives some clothes to, so he gets his clothes laundered at mm-hmm. at that gym. He you know, that gets taken care of. He's got a locker in there that he keeps his everything, his shaving kit and his, you know, shampoo and his and right. suits. He's got some suits in there. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so then it shows him go upstairs into the building for the day working, and he's working in his job. And at the end of the day, he goes back down into the gym and he puts on some running clothes and he runs out of the building like he's running home. But then as he's running home, it looks like he takes a turn and goes into a park. Like let's say he's running through Central Park, for example, mm-hmm. and he gets to a certain spot and looks around and sees that there's no one around. And he basically goes back into a place where he's got like his own little place, mm-hmm. and he lays down and goes to bed. So it turns out that he lives like he's homeless. Right. And so as crazy as that sounds, so the thinking was that he for whatever reason, and the one that I was tossing around in my head was he, you know, was dating somebody who he was deeply in love with, and she was very shallow and cared about money, and at some point when he, you know, proposed or whatever, she dumped him because she didn't feel like he would be successful enough. And so he kind of went off he started off sitting in a bar one night trying to work out where he was going to move to, and he was using, you know, writing down notes of, okay, an apartment would cost this, and my gas bill would be this, and my electric bill would be that, and my water bill would be this, and he was adding it all up. And and to live in the world that he would live in New York, you know, he would have a very, very expensive apartment, maybe $20,000 a month, and he would have a very expensive homeowner's dues and very expensive. So he quickly realized that he could save up. It started with him maybe living in, you know, while he was transitioning from moving out from her, he was staying in a hotel. But then it started transitioning for him where he, instead of going and finding an apartment to get, mm-hmm. started realizing that he could save hundreds of thousands of dollars every year if he could just find a way not to go and get another, not to get an apartment. And he kept kind of getting more and more into it. And it kept, it became a little bit of a, he kind of developed a system. So he had, you know, there was times where he was living like a homeless person. There's also times where if it got too much to handle, or if it was crappy weather, he knew the hotel he would go to that he had a really good price on. Or if it was a really bad experience and he was just too stressed out, he would take the train and go out of town for the weekend. You know, mm-hmm. so he had ways to get around it where he wasn't just living like a homeless person.
Right,
but
right.
it was tricks he had. You know, he'd have clothes and gear and lockers and around the subways and different subway stations. He'd have different lockers where he'd have things. So if he had to get something, if he went out on a date with a woman and they, you know, things went really, really well, hubba, 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 mm-hmm. They'd go back to her room, her apartment. And then once, if they started to date longer and longer, and if she ever said, hey, I want to go to your place, why don't we ever go to your place, then he would eventually break up with her. You know, so he just had tricks okay. about how to get around it. Nobody knew. He had people that he worked with and a very high job, and nobody knew it, but he was living this way. And it became a compulsion for him because he was saving so much money. And the whole idea was that because he was saving so that he could retire earlier, not at 70, maybe retire at 50, with a tremendous amount of money. And so he got so obsessed with saving that money that he went to these incredibly extreme efforts to do so. And in terms of the ending, I haven't thought of it. I haven't thought of the ending. I mean, I've thought about that, like, he, you know, there's a love interest that, mm-hmm. I mean, it, you know, I almost feel like he kind of has gotten so obsessed with the idea of doing this that he's kind of gone a little crazy. And he doesn't tell anybody. He can hide his crazy really well. He can hide it. But he's kind of lost his mind a little bit. And mm-hmm. maybe there's a love interest that kind of brings him back to reality and brings him back and, you know, gets him back to, you know, maybe they get married and so then he ends up getting, you know, living a normal life again or something like
exactly.
that. You know what I mean?
The present, yes. He's so obsessed with the future that he has forgotten to live in the present. That is very interesting, James. I mean, where did you get this idea from? Again, the same people you worked with? Or you hung around?
No, I didn't get it from anybody. And I know it sounds bizarre, and I didn't do a very good job of telling you because I have other ideas with it. But no, I don't know. I just, nobody gave it to me. I just, a long, long, long time ago, I think it was when I lived in Los Angeles. And mm-hmm. I certainly didn't live like that. I definitely did not live like that. But I didn't have a lot of money, and when I was first getting started, I had all kinds of little tricks to save money, and maybe that's where it came from. I don't know. Like, I mean, I would – anyway, whatever. I just had all kinds of little tricks to right. you know, save money, not have to buy a meal here or not have to buy a meal there or, you know, get places. This is before Uber, and this is before Lyft. So, you know, I don't know. I did a very, very small version of that myself, and I guess it kind of got my mind running, racing. And I think then the second part of it was the company that I worked for wanted me to move to New York. And so, again, this was a long time ago, but I forgot. Where do y'all live, by the way? Where are you at?
Well, I'm sitting in California.
Okay. All right. So we I don't know. Back then, when I first started to look for apartments in New York, and I would look in nicer areas, mm-hmm. they were just incredibly expensive. And so I look today after I talked to Daniel. And so, mm-hmm. you know, to get an apartment that he would probably be living in with the kind of job that he had would be $20,000 to $25,000 a month. So when you think about the fact that not to have to spend $500 a month on power, not to have to spend $200 a month on water, not to have to spend $200 a month on cable and internet, and mm-hmm. $24,000 a month. I mean, all of a sudden, you're looking at $30,000 a month. So if you save $30,000 a month for an entire year, you just saved $360,000, and that's just 1 year. So So it's real money. Like, it really mattered. I mean, it was enough to where it made it worth it for him to do something this extreme.
Absolutely. That makes sense. And James, we can turn this into a tremendous story, a tremendous story. We just need to get a hang of the plot and build certain points in a strategic way with the team, of course, and they will be providing you some suggestions from their end. Lucky for us, it's fiction, so, you know, we can work around that. The team will be pitching in some ideas. You can let us know whether you approve them or you disregard them. So we're going to be doing a lot of, you know, conversations regarding this and a lot of sessions. I am planning to bring in the writer over the phone as well, the head of the writing team. So, you know, you guys can discuss the concept too. All right, so that is about the book. Tell me something. What's the deadline? I mean, is there anything that you have thought of? Like, when?
No, I don't have a. I mean, so in the documents that Daniel sent, it said something about it could be this is a 60 to 70 day process. I don't care if it takes longer than 70 days.
Well, let me give you.
I don't want it to take forever, but I'm not in any rush.
Gotcha.
I'm happy to do it as long as y'all are willing to do it without feeling like I'm taking advantage of you.
right, got you. Well, without having to compromise the quality, usually we deliver a book of 100 to 150 pages in about 3 months, 3 to 4 months, depending on the number of revisions. So I think that's the time frame that you should keep in mind for now. And, let me just walk you through the process now. You must have received an email from Creative Design Agency. Did you check your email?
I did. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you say about 100 pages?
I'm saying that in general, 100 to 150 pages, it takes around about 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Because are we doing roughly around 60,000 to 70,000 words? Is that what we're looking at?
That's right. We're doing 60,000 to 70,000 words. So let me calculate how many pages that's going to be.
No, you don't. That sounds good.
We're good?
Yeah, you don't have to calculate anything. We're good. So I did get some emails. I got one from Sheldon.
That's right. Before that, you must have gotten an invitation from Creative Design Agency. You got to go there. That's the online portal that we'll be using. Sheldon is my assistant. So he will be most likely communicating with you in writing. Other than that, you'll be coordinating with me. So if there is stuff to send, he will be corresponding you over the email. So the first thing that you need to do is go to the link, the invitation link from Creative Design Agency. Once you click on that link, it's going to redirect you on the portal. And that's where you have to set up your password. Okay?
Yep. Hold on 1 second. Do you want me to set it up right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'll walk you through it today so you know you don't have any difficulties using the portal.
Okay.
Okay, so the password is done?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you're logged in?
Yes.
Okay, now you need to go to the messages section. So if you look on the left-hand side, you should find an option for messages, unread messages, or anything like that.
So I do see a messages tab. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so I clicked on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any message there from Sheldon?
One from Sheldon that has two files.
That's correct. So basically, this will be our only thread, and you're able to see the complete message, right?
Well, so it says, welcome on board, and then it has these two attachments, and that's all.
You got to click on welcome on board. That's when it's going to show you the entire thread.
Oh, I see. Oh, got it. There you go. Yep, you're right. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, perfect. So this is where you're going to be responding as well. Do you see an option for add reply right at the bottom of Sheldon's message?
Hang on 1 second for me.
Sure.
Yes, I do see that.
Right. Now, when you click on Add Reply, you're going to get a text box. And along with that, right at the bottom, you're going to get an option to attach a file. Do you see that?
I do, yeah.
Perfect. Now, all you got to do is download these forms. It's book cover design form and a ghostwriting form where you have to provide me maximum information regarding the story that you just narrated to me. And if there are any additional material or anything written whatsoever, you will have to provide that to me as well, because the more information we have, the better it's going to be for the team to understand the core concept of the book, okay?
Of course, yeah, of course.
All right, so all you got to do is click on the three dots where the attachments are, and you're going to get an option to download it. Can you try that?
Okay, wait. Attachment where the three dots are. So hold on here. Oh, okay. Wait, you're saying, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Okay. You know where you see the attachments? Right next to the heading, there are three dots, like full stop, periods. And when, once you click on that, you're going to get an option to download the file.
So when I click on the three dots, oh, there's one above it. Okay, hold on. Okay, so listen, just to tell you, just to help you. I'm sorry, you don't mind if I tell you this to help you, do you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So earlier, when I was doing the payment, there was actually a typo on the processing thing that I showed Daniel, and Daniel said, "Oh, thank you. I've never noticed that before. Thank you. I'm going to get him to fix that." So I'm just telling you. So when you're describing to people the way you just described it to me, which you're doing perfect, by the way, you're doing it perfect. But when you said the three dots, there's actually three dots, and there's the exact same kind of three dots also below it for the actual email itself. And when you click on that one, which is the one I was clicking it on, it doesn't say anything about download a file. It just says mark as read or copy link. So
okay.
When you're telling people you might want to tell them it's the three dots above the other three dots.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that, James.
Yeah.
I'm gonna remember that. All right. Okay, so you know what to do. All you got to do is download these forms, go to Add Reply, and throw them at the bottom right there. You can drag and drop files, or you can select the files from the existing files in your computer or whatever device you're using to, you know, access this. And that is pretty much it for now.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Sure.
So when I go to the top three dots that I'm telling you about, you're right. It says print friendly or download PDF or archive. And if I click on download PDF, it doesn't download those files.
No, it's not supposed to say that. Let me look.
It's just a PDF version of the email. It's asking me if I want to print up this email that says, "Hello, hope you're doing well and warm welcome on board. It's Benjamin, Sheldon Benjamin. I work with Lisa, blah, 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 blah." So it says all that when I click on the three dots.
No, not that. Okay, can you click on the doc itself, the Word doc that I sent you, the book cover design or the ghostwriting form?
Yep. I just clicked on the book cover design, and it says I can preview it or download it, so let me start by previewing it. Okay, I see it here. Okay, so do you want me to print these up and like handwrite fill these out?
No. You download it, and you can, you know, these are editable forms. So once you download it, you can fill them out.
I'm not sure if I have the software for editable forms. Let's see.
It's actually a Word file. Can you download it now? So, you know, just so we're on the same
page. I'm doing that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it. Sign in to set up office. Yeah, I don't know if I have an account. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, see, I don't have, okay, this is going to be confusing, but if you want to wait a minute, I'm going to go and get my Mac.
Sure.
But with my Microsoft computer, I don't have, I mean, I can read Word documents, but I don't have Microsoft 365, so it won't enable where I can.
Okay. Do you want me to send you a PDF format of the forms? Would that work?
Well, but then I wouldn't be able to click in them either. So, I mean, I can print this thing, so I don't need it in PDF. But in order to get into it, in order to be able to go onto this Word document and edit it, you actually have to have a slightly more advanced version of Microsoft Word, and I don't have it.
Right.
So hold on.
I'm going to try to
do it on my Apple computer and see if it lets me do it.
Okay.
But if not, then I don't know. Maybe I can just read through it and like type answers back to you or something.
I'll send that to you in writing. Then you know what to do. You respond back to me, copy pasting the entire thing that I've sent you, and then you just write your answer next to it. I guess that's the way we can, you know, work with it. Or if there's any other format that you can access, let me know. I'll send the files in that particular format.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me check and see if I can. Let's see, which one did we use? We used Welcome on Board from Shelton. Okay. Okay, let's see. Let's try this, see if it does it. Thank you for being patient.
No problem at all. Take your time.
You want to allow download and print?
I'm sorry, you're saying something?
No, I'm reading to my. I'm sorry. I was
okay.
Reading out loud.
All right, no problem.
Okay, hold on here.
Did it work?
Hold on here. I'm getting it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it did work. I think. Hold on. Yeah. you want to modify this document.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think. Yes. Okay. I got it. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so once you send me these forms filled, the first thing that we'll be doing is creating the outline. So within 6 to 7 working days, you're going to get an outline. An outline is basically an entire layout of the book, all right? So how we'll be dividing the chapters, how many chapters there are going to be, and what exactly will be in each of those chapters. So that's what the outline is going to be about, okay?
Yeah.
So once you approve the outline or you provide your feedback or a revision on it, we'll fix that, and then we'll follow the outline and then deliver you the first draft. So every 4 working days, you're going to get a draft from the team to review. It'll be like 7 to 8 pages because we have to write the entire content. That takes a lot of time in terms of having the picture depicted exactly how you want it. So initially, the pace will be slow, but then eventually, you know, once you get on track, we're going to pace up and, you know, everything will be synchronized. So initially, you will have to provide guidance to the team because it takes usually takes about 2 to 3 drafts for the team and the author to get on the same page. You with me?
I will love to talk to them as much as y'all will allow me to.
Of course. Perfect. I just wanted to let you know because, you know, these are ghostwriters. They also have to take some time and get synchronized with the author, so that takes some time. And for that, we need all the guidance we can get from the customer or the author itself. And, yeah, that's how we end up writing a beautiful book.
Great.
Okay. And I will be in constant communication with you. If it's not me, it's going to be Sheldon. Last thing that I wanted to tell you is that my cell number is, by the way, is this number available on texting?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I dropped you like 2 text messages. Can you check your phone as well and confirm?
Yeah, I just didn't have it with me. When you texted me, I didn't have my phone with me.
Okay, perfect. But this is good for texting, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. So whenever you need me, you know, you can drop me a text anytime. We don't work on the weekends, but I'll be available just in case if there's an emergency, you have any questions whatsoever, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Well, listen, I got 2. Which one is your email? I mean, your phone number.
Okay. My number is 224-244-7378.
There we go. Okay, I got you now. And again, your name was it Lisa Taylor?
That is correct. You got it. All right, so we're good so far. Unless you have any questions regarding the process or anything at all, I am happy to assist you.
I'm great. I will get into answering these things and then I guess what, saving them and then putting them back into the portal? Is that what I do?
That's correct. You fill out the form, save them, and then throw them on the portal. I will pick them up from there. All right?
Thank you, Lisa.
No problem. You have yourself a lovely weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.